Exclusive, Ian Pryor, Loudoun County is ground zero for nation's school fight over CRT, transgender ideology, lockdowns. By Robert Krajcik on August 13, 2021. Ian Pryor, executive director of Fight for Schools, on Thursday said Loudoun County, Virginia, is a focal point of grassroots resistance against critical race theory and transgender policies in schools. The fight against leftist policies imposed across Loudoun County public schools will become national, Pryor warned on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. He remarked, "You're going to see what the wokest school board in America is doing. So you'll understand what to look for when your school board starts doing the same thing." Pryor noted Loudoun County School Board, LCSB, is implementing critical race theory both in its employee administration and shaping of curriculum for students. National news media attention given to educational goings-on in Loudoun County is a function of its proximity to Washington, D.C., he explained. "They'll say they're not utilizing critical race theory in their schools," he remarked. "We see differently. We've seen emails from the past superintendent confirming it. We've seen teacher trainings from a place called the Equity Collaborative that confirms they're using critical race theory as their educational framework. We've seen receipts built for critical race theory training. And then we've seen it in the classroom where everyone is basically taught to think in identity group terms as opposed to individual terms." The LCSB denies the imposition of critical race theory in both its education and personnel policies, Pryor added. "They say we're engaged in dog whistle politics and this is all to win elections," he said. The LCSB is also imposing transgender policies, Pryor added. The policy states boys can use girls' restrooms. It reads, "Students shall be allowed to use the facility that corresponds to their consistently asserted gender identity." Pryor said, "The transgender policy was just passed last night. Basically, whatever gender you identify, you can use the corresponding bathroom. Teachers and students have to use the preferred pronoun of transgender students. There are no more father-daughter dances. There are no more homecoming king and queen. I mean, you name it." Pryor highlighted the LCSB's transgender policy's impact on girls' sports. "Biological boys can now play in girls' sports," he stated. He added, "It is a security issue, and safety issue." The LCSB voted 7-2 on Wednesday to approve what it named Policy 8040, Rights of Transgender and Gender Expansive Students. It described the policy as related to transgender, non-binary, and gender expansive students. Policy 8040 affirms LCPS' commitment to providing an equitable, safe and inclusive learning environment for all students regardless of their sex, sexual orientation, transgender status, gender identity or gender expression. Some other policies may need to be developed or expanded to be more gender inclusive or to emphasize specific protections for transgender, non-binary, and gender expansive students. The LCSB's imposition of its transgender policy stands in opposition to the popular will of parents, Pryor shared. "Democrats and the broader left regularly deny human sexual dimorphism while framing sex as an arbitrary social construct." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.